mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've decided to go directly to calls in the second segment of this broadcast coming up in 8 minutes. Israel has announced they're going to go further into Lebanon as we predicted they would do. The talk of a ceasefire, the talk of cessation of the hostilities was a fraud from the beginning. They clearly want to bring Syria into the mix, and now the Syrian leader is telling his military to mobilize. They think Israel may be planning to attack Syria. Of course, you know that the 79-year-old Fidel Castro has taken a turn for the worse, the thug dictator, and his brother. How classic. Look at North Korea, where the father gives his son power, and look at Cuba, where it's a family running things. Fidel Castro's taken a turn for the worst and has transferred power to his brother. He's pretty tough, though. He may rebound, but the way Cuban government's acting, it's probably even worse than what we're hearing, and they're admitting that it's extremely, extremely serious. So we'll be getting into that report as well. Coming up in the second hour, we're scheduled. I interviewed him Sunday on my KLBJ program here in Central Texas. Former Texas Ranger, retired Texas Ranger Ray Martinez, who was an Austin police officer. 40 years ago today, when Charles Whitman went up on the tower and killed 14 people, of course he killed his wife and mother, so 16 total, and wounded 33, and Ray Martinez, an Austin police officer, was the main individual to get the first shots in and the final shots in to the crazed sniper. So I thought, why not have him in studio? So he's downtown in some ceremonies with the city right now, but he's scheduled to be joining us coming up later in the broadcast today. But we probably won't have him in studio long, probably 30, 45 minutes or so, because there's so much other news swirling around, but it's always interesting to mix something different into the mix. And on my show Sunday, he commended the people of Austin who got out their deer rifles with scopes and with open sights and kept Charles Whitman pinned down so that he couldn't continue killing. In the first few minutes, he killed most of the 14 people because he was able to get beads, and the police were badly coordinated and didn't really know what to do. And it was citizens, literally dozens and dozens of them. No one knows the exact numbers, but many, many cars, pickup trucks, people on the hoods of their cars shooting at Whitman. So another example of the population defending themselves. And, of course, another citizen, or as the police call us, civilian, went up into the tower with Officer Ray Martinez and helped pump a few of the shots into Mr. Whitman. So that is coming up in the second hour. But I do want to give everybody a chance to respond either to what's happening in Cuba right now, where you think this is going, tell you about some of the things the White House is saying and planning. But the really big news is Israel plans deeper push into Lebanon. This is out of the Associated Press from Jerusalem. In a major expansion of its ground offensive, Israel has decided to send troops deeper into Lebanon to clear out Hezbollah fighters and secure the territory until a multinational force is deployed there, senior officials said Tuesday. But there is no plan for a multi-quote national UN force. Israel hopes to complete the new push to the major river, nearly 20 miles from the Israeli border, in the next 2 weeks, cabinet ministers said following a late Monday meeting. So when they claimed last week that they were going to back off for a while and not go any further, I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict, that they were just simply calling up more reserve troops, because Olmert had said they only needed 15,000 ground troops and 10,000 support troops, and the military had said they needed 30,000 more, and now they called up that exact number and have been mobilizing them for the last week for the big push coming up in the next week. The meeting came amid a 48-hour suspension of most airstrikes by Israel, which was imposed after an airstrike over the weekend in the southern Lebanese town, killing 56 Lebanese. Now it's over 60, I would add. Over half of them children. We'll come back, get more into this, and take your calls at 800-259-9231.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Israeli generals, when the attacks started on southern Lebanon 3 weeks ago, told the Israeli leader, Olmert, that they needed 30,000 additional troops than he was giving them. Then, late last week, they announced they were going to slow down their invasion and basically stop it. They were just securing the first 10 miles of Lebanon. And then, at the same time, they called up an additional 30,000 troops and began massing armored vehicles, tanks, and aircraft, and calling in the National Reserves. And it wasn't hard to predict that this was simply a lie they were telling the world. They were backing off, and that they were just gearing up for a much larger movement into Lebanon. And official Israeli war plans written up in the last year openly discuss taking over the entire country and occupying Beirut, as they've done in the past. Of course, Bush told Iran, gave them an ultimatum just about a month and a half ago, that by late July, if they didn't go along with the program of shutting down their peaceful nuclear energy system, that they would be confronted, that they would face airstrikes, that they would face some type of limited invasion on their western flank up against Iraq. And that indeed is happening right now. All of this is about escalating it. All of this is about creating more tensions in the Middle East. This has now empowered Hamas and Hezbollah, which is exactly what the New World Order planners want, is continued strife. If there's continued warfare and military attacks on both sides of the Middle East, That gives the establishment a pretext to move greater and greater forces into the region. And now Israel has announced a major expansion of its ground offensive, and they're saying the next week to 2 weeks they may go all the way into central Lebanon. And if they follow past patterns, they could go all the way up to the border of Syria and strike Syria, as they have done in the past as well. At the very same time, we have the leader, the dictator of Syria, saying that they need to beef up their military readiness and prepare for military actions against Israel in defense of their country. So everything is really beginning to spiral out of control. And then obviously you know that Fidel Castro, it was announced yesterday evening, has some intestinal crisis, and he's been in worse and worse health over the last few years. A couple years ago, walking off a stage, he fell down and broke several bones. For the first time, he has transferred power to his brother. This is out of the Miami Herald today. After power shift, no word on Castro's condition. After a night of unexpected news on the health of Cuban President Fidel Castro and spontaneous celebration among Cuban exiles in South Florida, Don brought quieter reactions as a question in both Miami's Little Havana and the actual Havana. Would the announcement Monday night that Castro, 79, was temporarily stepping down from his presidential powers because of health concerns truly mean the end of his nearly 47-year reign? I don't think it'll matter because his brother is, what, 4 years younger than him and in a lot better health, so that looks like many more years of him being in control, even if Castro is in worse shape than we're even being told. Answers were slow in coming. Radio Havana offered no new information or commentary in its 7 a.m. broadcast, merely a rereading of Monday's announcement that the Cuban leader had undergone surgery to correct a sharp intestinal crisis with sustained bleeding. And he's a pretty tough guy, but we don't know. The Cuban government lies incessantly, as most governments do. And so it could be a stroke, it could be a heart attack, we don't know. Or they could be telling the truth, it could be some type of intestinal crisis. In Miami, the news of Castro, who will turn 80 in 2 weeks, would turn over power, even temporarily, to his brother Raul Castro, 75, had sparked a party atmosphere and immediately speculation that the widely despised Cuban leader was gravely ill or dead. By this morning, though, many in Little Havana had grown more wary in their observations. Spanish-language radio station WQBA, which had been carrying continuous coverage of the power transfer since Monday night, reported things were calm in Havana, Cuba as well. "It's still not clear what is happening over there," said Daniel Torres, news director at the station, which he said has five human rights activists working as journalists across the island. So we'll see what happens with that as it continues to develop. And then at the same time, we have the Bush administration, I guess, hinting at how they would try to capitalize on this if Castro dies or if power is transferred to his brother. The big thing is Raul is not as much a messianic leader in the island communist fortress state as his brother is, and so there's discussions and hopeful machinations going on that it could be easier to overthrow his brother or to have some type of peaceful political change in the island country. Hey, I wish the communists weren't in power there. I wish they were removed. I'd like to go see Cuba sometime. It's pretty close. It's just a, what, four-hour flight from Texas, about an hour flight or less from areas of Florida. And clearly he's tortured and killed hundreds of thousands of people and is an absolute murdering piece of filth. But, again, most governments are throughout history. U.S. has plans to aid post-Castro Cuba. The Bush administration, which has made no secret of its desire to see the end of Fidel Castro's regime in Cuba, said it had a plan in place to help transition the island nation to democracy after Castro. I speculate that, let's say the government fell or there was some new election or an upheaval there, that you would see our government move in there, put the elements of the communist government back into place, and basically set up a fascist system and go back to building casinos there. I mean, before the fall of the Cuban government, back in the late 1950s, 1960. Before all of that happened, the place was completely corrupt, secret police, secret arrest, the same stuff you saw under Fidel Castro. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, as the Who song goes, won't get fooled again. Quote, we can't speculate on Castro's health, but we continue to work for the day of Cuba's freedom, said White House spokesman Peter Watkins. He also said the U.S. is closely monitoring the situation. If Fidel Castro were to move on because of natural causes, we've got a plan in place to help the people of Cuba understand there's a better way than the system in which they've been living under, he told WAQI-AM Radio, a Spanish-language radio station. No one knows when Fidel Castro will move on. In my judgment, that's the work of the Almighty. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls right now and get everybody's response to Israel, basically signaling that they may go all the way to Syria. This is World War III in the making. And then, meanwhile, Fidel Castro at 79, 2 weeks shy of his 80th birthday, clearly in critical condition from even the reports by the communist Cuban government. Right now, let's talk to, who's up first here? Fred in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Could I shift gears and talk about the military tribunal bill that that was just mentioned on Derry Brownfield?
Yes.
32-page bill. It I basically did a little bit of analysis. Seems like the First Amendment is struck down by it. The Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth, the Eighth, the ban on ex post facto categorization of people.
Well, let me just stop you for just a minute. For those that just joined us, and I have a tendency too to preach to the choir and use all these technical terms. Under Patriot Act 1 and the expansion, the Semi-Patriot Act 2 passed last year, the government claims it has the power to secretly arrest citizens, try them in secret tribunals, and execute us. And under Section 802 of the First Patriot Act, in force of law right now, all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism, or the attempt to conduct a misdemeanor is an act of terrorism. It's the end of our Bill of Rights. And now Bush is trying to recodify it in an official piece of legislation. The 30-plus page draft bill has been out now since last Friday and has been in several national publications. We did cover it yesterday, and we did cover it over the weekend on my new weekend radio broadcast. You're absolutely right. It is a nightmare piece of legislation, and we are writing an analysis on this new piece of legislation right now that even appears to be worse than some of the provisions in Patriot Act 2. Go ahead.
And you're very good at writing those analyses, Alex. I mean, you had one in Global Outlook for Patriot 2, and it was the best that I've seen on Patriot 2. And it really, this piece of legislation guts the primary reason for judiciary, because it's given up on saying that we govern ourselves.
Yeah, not only is the government saying that they're going to have troops on the streets of America, but now they're saying that they will secretly arrest you. And then in Patriot Act, it says that if you see your neighbor get arrested, or you're a librarian and see somebody get arrested, or a business owner, and you tell anybody about what you saw, you've been charged with terrorism.
Yeah, and also it mixes the subject of establishing military. I'm against establishing the military tribunals, but it mixes that subject, which I would be against and I think is illegal, but it mixes that with all these criminal, these illegal procedures that wipe out the power of the courts to decide how to handle trials. So,
well, I'm glad you brought this up, because it is a huge story and it's not gotten the attention it deserves, and we'll be covering it more this week. Fred, I appreciate your call. When we get back, we'll talk to Mick, Jimmy, Tony, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. You can, I don't have the article in front of me because I cleaned my desk off this morning. We got a guest coming in studio. We have to have it look tidy, but I can go out there and dig it out of the stack outside the studio. But I think if you type into Google something like Bush Bill Detainees, Bush Bill Detainees, and a bunch of articles on it come up for you. Then you can link through and read the draft piece of legislation for yourself.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've got former Texas Ranger Ray Martinez sitting right out there in the green room, just talking to him during the break. Him and his lovely wife. He's here in Austin for the 40th anniversary of when he killed and took out the crazy sniper up on the UT Tower, Charles Whitman. So that's coming up here in about 30 minutes. Right now, let's go right back to your calls. We're talking about Israel plans deeper push into Lebanon. May go even into Syria. This is getting very serious. Fidel Castro, of course, is in critical condition in Havana in Cuba. And we're talking about a bunch of other news items as well. Let's talk to Mike in Idaho. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, congratulations on your 911 symposium. Getting a re-airing tonight? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We need everybody's help to email, to post, to call all their friends and family at around 5:15 today on C-SPAN 1. And that's Central, 6:15 Eastern. Now, they're having a lot of press conferences and unannounced things today on CNN, on C-SPAN, so they'll probably back it off to 6 or 7 Central, but it'll be airing tonight. But that's how C-SPAN works. Whenever they have other live breaking events, they then push back the programs. But it'll be on this evening.
Hey, a question. Would you agree with Joel Scalzo's analysis that Israel's atrocities are actually calculated to incite the violence and thereby suck in the U.S. military to finally destroy it?
Well, yes, I would agree to that to a great extent. I don't know about destroying our military, but it's all about big business. That's why we weren't allowed to win Vietnam, according to Pentagon's own documents, because they wanted it to be a decades-plus, which it was, long war, because the weapons manufacturers and their hardware suppliers were making over $100 billion a year in 1960s, early 1970s money, which so that was over $1.5 trillion in the 15 years of that war, only 10 years of it being a public war. Imagine over $1 trillion in 1960s money. Well, they've already spent over $400 billion in Iraq, and that's why top generals would go over there and say, we're trying to turn the water on, we're trying to get the power back on, and they were told to basically not do that, and that's why they've removed so many generals. The average head general in Iraq only spends 4 months over there because a lot of them are actually trying to do their job, and they've gotten very disillusioned. The plan, according to the Pentagon, is to have controlled chaos to stay there as long as possible.
Well, it's working. The attacks in Baghdad have increased significantly, so much where they're pulling the troops back out of Mosul and sending new troops there and stopping the guys from coming back.
Well, each new crisis also serves as a new diversion. Notice we're not talking about how they're actually increasing troop levels from 23,000 up to over 35,000 in Iraq right now, rebuilding the troops. And we're not hearing about all the other things that are going on now. All we're hearing about is Lebanon.
And more guys are dying, too.
That's it. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and talk to Jimmy. Jimmy, where are you calling us from today?
Bridgewater, Michigan.
Welcome.
Hey, I caught your show on Sunday. And excellent. The guy that told you to make a new tinfoil hat, I get that all the time. But what I wanted to say was I give away your videos, and I wear your T-shirts everywhere I go, and I get people to come up to me and talk to me and ask me what's going on. There are more and more people out there that are awakening to these facts. You know, they can't, the New World Order can't hide from us anymore.
There was a news article yesterday, I've got it in the stack here, where a news reporter went into a restaurant and decided to tell two tables to tune into C-SPAN tomorrow, which is today now, and both tables said, oh, we already know about 9/11 being an inside job. Then he decided to celebrate it, said, so we went to the liquor store to buy some beer, and he told the guy behind the counter to tune in, and both people behind the counter said, tell us something we don't know, and the headline, I think, is, the worm is turning on 9/11, everybody knows. In fact, that's the headline, and so that's the experience I'm having.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Once in a while, you get a couple of people that laugh at you, but big deal. Some people like to be sheep, you know. And but there's more and more people that, once that veil is gone, they see things for what it really is, and they realize that they're not the only one that thinks the same way.
Well, I mean, we just had the Assistant Secretary of Defense on, and former Marine Corps chief historian, very conservative, defended Michael New. Also, of course, was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff's lawyer. And he came on the broadcast and said 9/11 is a dog that doesn't hunt. The official story is a fraud. An inside job is a good possibility. When you got people like that going public, I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. And then you are the man. Just keep up the good work. And I sent you a picture with the five of us with our Tyranny Response Team T-shirts on. Hopefully it makes it onto your image gallery. But if it doesn't, it's no big deal. But
thank you so much for what you're doing, Jim. Keep it up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I was out there with the retired Texas Ranger, Ray Martinez, who killed Charles Whitman. He was the main officer that took him down 40 years ago today here in Austin, just a mile or two from where I sit. And Kevin Smith, who sets up a lot of the guests, asked him to bring a box of some stuff, because we're also videotaping this for the TV show and for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And they're out there in the foyer, out there in the green room. He brought the shirt that day that he was wearing with blood all over it, and so they're out there taking photos of it. And just this weekend, they had an auction here in Austin, I believe for charity, and guess how much one of the bullets that was on Whitman went for, one of the bullets that got the end of it knocked off when one of Martinez or one of the other officers' bullets went into him, over $200,000. Can you imagine, and Mr. Martinez didn't even know about that, he just heard about it, imagine how much that blood-stained Austin Police shirt is worth? By the way, I like that Austin Police shirt. It looks a lot better than what they wear now. It's like gray and got black, the black loops up at the top on the shoulders, whatever those are called. A lot sharper than the ridiculous blue and black outfits they prance around in. Today that also bake you in the sun, but it's high authority, so we've got to wear it. All right, side issue, we've got World War III brewing in the Middle East. Israel's saying they may go all the way up to Syria. They're saying they're going to go further into Lebanon. Their real plan, obviously, is to push us into World War III. We've got Castro has collapsed in critical condition in the capital of Cuba right now, and there's all this other police state news. But we're going to go back to your calls, Tony and Yusuf and JP and everybody else that's patiently holding right now, Before I go any further, I'm going to be showing my new film, Terror Storm, the most powerful film I've ever made about the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It also gets into the latest developments on 9/11. We travel to London and cover the 7/7 bombing. It has Professor Stephen Jones. It has Morgan Reynolds, the chief economist for Bush's last administration, exposing it as an inside job. Two MI5 agents getting into 7/7 and 9/11 being inside jobs. They just spell it out. Ray McGovern, chief CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and George Bush, senior going public. And, of course, then we have Charlie Sheen in it. It's such an important film. You can get hard copies of that right now at InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or you can see all 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, almost the entire 20-hour 9/11 symposium that C-SPAN just covered about an hour and 50 minutes of. We've got 20 hours of it. I think 18 are up there now. There's one more interview, one more presentation we're putting up, Tarpley's right now. And we may even put some of the questions and answers up later, just put the whole thing up. But to make a long story short, we're going to be showing Terror Storm in Dallas on the 26th of August. And the way this is going, it looks like the tickets may be gone in a week unless it slows down. Okay? I mean, the tickets are almost half gone right now. There was an explosion over Friday and the weekend, and now it's slowed down a bit. But they're going fast, and people, every time, don't listen to me, and these every event sells out. We also are going to be showing it five times at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, beautiful, brand-new stadium seating theater, big theater, coming up on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of August, and then on the 13th and 14th, and then that's it. And I'll be at all those events and give a speech and take questions and comments afterwards. So we've got six showings coming up, one in Dallas, the first big premiere at the Lakewood Theater in Central Dallas. Jim Mars is going to be there giving a presentation on JFK to 9/11. I'll also show about 35 minutes of some of the rough cuts of a new film I'm making on the Bilderberg Group meeting that we covered in early June. And we'll also have the lounge act, Great Music, from midnight till 2 a.m. with Shanghai Five. So we're really excited they've agreed to come. Tickets are $10 or $10.50 to come to that event. They're $8 at the Alamo Drafthouse to see Terror Storm. So don't wait. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com for the Lakewood event in Dallas. And you can also go to the Alamo Drafthouse website. We have links to that on InfoWars.com to get tickets for those events coming up in September. But now is the time to go to InfoWars.com and get your copy of Terror Storm or Martial Law, The Order of Death. When you get my films, remember, I want you to make copies and give them to everybody. The effect is massive. But PrisonPlanet.tv is such an incredible activist tool. My weekly TV reports, in-studio video interviews we do. We post new films I've made weeks and weeks before they're even available on DVD or VHS. At the very same time, you can also visit the sites and get a 15-cent-a-day membership and read my book and Paul Watson's book and a lot more. Prison Planet. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go ahead and go to Tony in Toronto, Canada. Tony, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, it looks like all hell's breaking loose out here in this world right now.
The globalists need to. It's a Ponzi scheme. They've always got to keep expanding the crises to cover up the last crime they were involved in.
Yeah, well, they just seem to be exponential right now. And I know you like to stick to the meat and potatoes, and that's, you know, of the issues, and I really like that about you. But I can't underscore the importance of the religious or the aspect, the mythology of the Israelites and how this plays into it. I mean, we've got a committee hearing right now with our foreign policy or going on in Ottawa right now. And I think it's really tough for people because they feel compelled because of our supposedly common religious heritage, you know, the sort of Judeo-Christian thing, that people feel that they have to side with Israel, you know, and that's what I think makes this so much more dangerous and so much more different than a lot of the other conflicts that we've had in the past.
Well, it is not biblical to go along with whatever an Israeli leader does and to mindlessly follow everything that Israel says that we should do. I mean, that's really simple. The Bible says that the Antichrist will rule from Jerusalem and will say that he is Christ, and that it will be the religion to follow what he says. He will be a counterfeit or Antichrist. And I see it being set up for that now. If a leader, I ask Christians this, especially the phony neocon version of evangelicals, that I've always seen myself allied to, you know, true evangelicals. I mean, I'm a Christian, and I was brought up Baptist / evangelical, so most of my friends are that way, but, you know, they see what's happening. And I ask them, if a leader now rose in Israel and brought peace and was this great world leader, you would be told that you've got to follow everything Israel says, and the Israel lobby manipulates a lot of our politics and policies through AIPAC and coddles the Christian leaders and pays them off and flies them around on private jets and gives them huge endowments. Well, you would then be told by your preachers to follow that leader, would you not? Then the answer is yes. So we're already positioned to see Antichrist being worshipped openly. And so I look at how the churches were deceived. We know the devil is slick. And here it is in plain view, now being set up and happening, and these churches just can't figure it out because their leaders are bought and paid for, and they've been given false doctrine. So people all the time blame Christians, you know, for George Bush, and they blame Christians, and you Christians, and Bush is a crazy Christian. You know, that's why I resent when people say, you know, all Jews are evil or bad or doing things. No, it's the leadership. Just like people say, well, look at the Jews. Well, no, that's the Israeli leadership that is bad. You know, it's the same thing with Christians. Just because Bush says he's a Christian and has Christian interest at heart, look at the fruits. You know, he's really doing the opposite.
Well, I think, you know, they're all guilty, Muslims included. You know, there's fanatics and fundamentalists.
Oh, I agree. Right. I mean, the Muslims have got some really bad sects and some really bad leaders. And what does this Israeli aggression do? It empowers those groups, which Israeli documents say and state is what they want. They want continued crises.
A lot of the Christians in Lebanon, I have a friend who's actually, his father was born there, they're Maronite Christian. They're really opposed to the Hezbollah, and they see, you know, there's actually some racism there on their part. Even they see them as simpletons and so on.
Well, before now, 3 weeks ago, the majority of, in polls in Lebanon, of the Muslims were against Hezbollah. Not anymore. 80+% support.
Well, it's really disturbing because now even supposedly moderate and pro-U.S. Nations like Jordan and Egypt and so on are actually starting to lose
their
patience. And
even Christians in Lebanon are now supporting Hezbollah.
That's right. I mean, you get family, you know, their heads, people's heads blown off in front of you. You quickly change your tune about this sort of stuff, and they have no other option than to go with Hezbollah. They've been forced into an impossible position. You know, they're just going to get slaughtered. They know the world community is not coming to their aid, and it just breaks my heart to, you know.
Well, if you look at what Israel's doing, and I appreciate your call. First, they bomb with airstrikes, then they move troops and artillery in, and they blast grids in front of them, wedges. They then move the artillery forward and then start bombarding the next grid. They are moving straight for Beirut, and now Syria's on alert and saying, get ready for military action. Here's the escalation, and it's admitted that the Israeli troops, mainstream news, but back of the paper, and then on the nightly news, the talking heads say that they came across and grabbed the Israelis. That is not true. It is admitted that the Israeli government sent them over, and that they even had them on infrared scopes, the Israeli commanders, and when the Israeli troops wanted to kill the Hezbollah that was coming to grab them, they said no and let them capture. So they sent the troops in to get them captured, and by the time they're done spinning it in our media, the general public doesn't even know that. So, and obviously Hezbollah is a big part of this too. It takes two to tango. They're not releasing those soldiers. They could really take away from Israel, you know, what Israel wants to have this war if they just release them. Now, their argument is they've got thousands of Palestinians and Lebanese, so why not release some of them first? But that just isn't going to happen. I appreciate your call. Yusuf in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I've been listening since about winter of 2001, and I mean, you're great, and I got a subscription this past spring to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's, like, overwhelming. All the information, your analysis is always very good. Let's see, I've handed out your videos and audio files all over the world, from Japan to Hawaii, all over. So all of the listeners are doing this, and it's just picking up, so I just wanted to say, you know, all the listeners are doing it as well. It's just great.
It's exponential. Anything else, Yusuf?
Well, I got the Calben year supply of soap, and I urge everybody to try the Calben soap. It's amazing, and I got the Berkey Light. It's great. So those are great. Urge everybody to try those out.
Thank you, Yusuf. I appreciate the support of those sponsors. We only have sponsors. If you hear my voice endorsing something, that means I believe in it. Other things you may hear, I'm not saying they're bad or that they're good. I'm just saying I'm neutral on them. Buy or check it out yourself. The water filters, gold, videos, books, high-quality organic soap at 85% off supermarket prices. We try to bring you good, made-in-America deals that then make this broadcast possible. I turn down sponsors every single week. In some cases, every single day. I haven't averaged it out, but I turned down two sponsors yesterday. I saw a sponsor that slipped through on the website that I'm going to cancel as soon as their month is up. And again, people don't, and I've gotten criticism from other people that want to keep hawking their snake oil that, you know, I should shut up and not sit there and say that if you don't hear me endorsing something, that it just means I don't endorse it. I'm allowed to keep my credibility. I'm allowed to keep my morals and my conscience and to only push and promote what I believe in, that I believe is a good product and a good deal for you. And I'm sorry. I could make $1 million selling, magic products that are going to heal all your ailments. I mean, I could go out and urinate in a jar and probably sell it and tell people that. But I'm just not going to do it, okay? And it's that simple. And then you hear the testaments then from the listeners of how good these products are. And Calben Pure Soap is absolutely amazing. Let's talk to JP in Tennessee. JP, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, I want to thank you for having me on your show. God bless you, Alex. I don't know where we would be without you, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Listen, I'm just doing my duty, just like you're doing. You guys are all doing the same thing I'm doing. Please.
I've been trying to get in ever since last week when you was talking about JFK. I got to say, since I was 11 years old, JFK has been my favorite movie. When I was little, I wasn't scared of the boogeyman or Freddy Krueger or anything like that. I was scared of guys in suits busting in and getting me because I knew too much. That was honest. But it wasn't until a year ago I actually started listening to you, Alex. And my question to you is, which also involves my favorite line out of the JFK movie, let justice be done or the heavens fall. Do you actually think that at any time, if we do win this war on the New World Order, which you always said they've already lost, do you think justice will ever be done in the murder of JFK, or justice will ever be done for the people who did 9/11 and perpetrated this heinous attack on us?
Well, most of the individuals that orchestrated the murder of JFK have been dead for decades, though we know George Bush Sr. was a CIA operative and was photographed by major newspapers there on the scene that morning.
Well, that's actually who I meant, Mr. George Sr.
Well, I don't know if justice will ever be done, but we can expose them to where they cannot continue to carry out more assassinations and more terror attacks, and we may get them on something smaller like buying fake news or no-bid contracts and payoffs. It's like getting Al Capone on tax evasion instead of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
I hear you, Alex. Once again, thank you. God bless you, Alex Jones, and down with the New World Order.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Let's take another call here. Who's up next? Cliff in Idaho. You're on the air, Cliff.
How you doing there, Alex?
Good, sir.
Now, I talked to Congressman Simpson and also Senator Mike Crapo this morning. They appeared on Probing America at 12:60 a.m. here in Idaho. And Congressman Simpson, boy, he knows what's going on, but he's backtracking like heck. He said he was over in England and he'd seen some people, they were saying it was an inside job and all this kind of stuff, and their reputation's real bad. So I said, well, I'll tell you what, a lot of these people have appeared at this symposium in L.A., like Dr. Stephen Jones and, the rest of them, all important people like William Lloyd Ricketts, Ray McGovern. I said, these people have a more prestige reputation than you or I will ever have, and he didn't have no comment on that. But
notice how they try guilt by association. They try to pick some imaginary group out of another country and claim that they're not credible, so we're not supposed to investigate 9/11.
That's correct. And also, Mr. Sims is the one that voted for his own raise, heck with the raising minimum wage.
Did you get a plug-in for the C-SPAN rebroadcast, broadcast?
I did with both people. I put it on, and when I talked to Senator Mike Crapo, he knew nothing about it, but he's going to said he's going to try to watch it or whatever.
Well, that's C-SPAN. I guess you're mountain out there, so that would be 4 o'clock your time.
Yes.
So at 4:15 mountain, 5:15 central, 6:15 eastern, 3:15 Pacific is when it's scheduled, but they are having some emergency UN and U.S. press conferences, so I would look for it to air about an hour or two late. Anywhere between 5:15 and 7:15 is when you'll probably see it, the final airing, they're saying, on C-SPAN 1 today.
That's right. Now, I have flyers out exactly to that effect, saying be sure and check, and it's called American Perspective. And, not to be check and make dang sure what time it'll be on because they're having problems.
All right. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate your call. We'll come back and talk to Dan and others, and then we're going to have retired Texas Ranger, Austin police officer at the time, 40 years ago today, when he killed Charles Whitman on the tower.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting Ranger Ray Martinez squared away with his lovely bride here with us, and he'll be joining us in the next hour to go back 40 years and talk about the tower shooting. And then we'll get back into Israel saying they're going to expand the war. Israel plans deeper push into Lebanon. We'll get into Fidel Castro, hopefully about to die. But before we go any further, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to... I got these out of order here. Dan in New York. You're on the air, Dan. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I just had to let you know this. I've been handing out your DVDs and videos as much as I can, and I gave them to one of my employees, who in turn gave it to his friend, and his friend owns a barbershop and has been playing them in the barbershop throughout the day. And he's telling me it is hysterical. He's telling me, you know, I got guys getting haircuts and then sitting back down watching these videos. You know, I honestly can't make them fast enough, you know, burn copies. You know, I try to give out your order forms as well just to help support you.
Well, see, everybody, you know, keeps talking about the great job I'm doing. I'm not. I make the documentary films, and it's you guys and gals out there that are getting them, making copies, getting them out to people, and that's how we're exposing all the things that are happening. You know, the loss of freedoms, the American Union, they're shutting up. You know, all the things that that this government's doing, getting rid of our borders, all of it. We're going to be able to expose that because the American people are becoming aware of what's going on, that both political parties have been bought off by the very same corporate interests that don't have the United States of America in their plans.
Exactly. And this weekend I went to see Freedom to Fascism as well, the Aaron Russo documentary.
It's excellent, isn't it?
Oh, what a great job. And I think it's so important that he did this because even though we know a lot of the stuff we talk about is the truth, people like to call us conspiracy nuts. But his documentary is just basic facts, you know, like nothing that you can argue against what he wrote about and what he made the video about, you know, you can argue.
So, well, I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. Take care, my friend. Let's talk to Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I find that George W. Bush, he's kind of like Arthur Fiedler, though he's not a conductor of music, he's a conductor of war. I think we ought to give him a nickname and call him Green Light George. Anyway, but it wasn't that funny. But anyway, James chapter 5, God doesn't condemn the downtrodden poor class or the rock-throwing people of maybe the Middle East, but he condemns the super rich. And as James chapter 5, that, you know, God has a problem with the super rich who get rich off of wars, because war is a rich man's terrorism.
Well, we do have these really cold-blooded corporations that are not free market, that really operate as mafia organizations. And throughout history, we see these cycles where societies get very, very corrupt. And right now, from studying history, I believe the U.S. is at the most corrupt point it's ever been. Corruption is just rampant everywhere. And very few of these bigwigs are getting prosecuted. I mean, they went after Martha Stewart for something that's the equivalent of dirty fingernails while leaving alone hundreds of CEOs that were involved in things hundreds and hundreds of times worse publicly.
Right.
And then,
Alex, of all the three major religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, who do you think is intellectually the most stupidest? Like, you know, not knowing what's going on.
I would have to say Christians.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. They need to wake up.
Well, I mean, as a Christian, it's just sad to see how the church is asleep in this country. But that's because of the 501c3 that started 50-something years ago. The feds have come in and told preachers what they can and can't say. When the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour with Ranger Ray Martinez on the 40-year anniversary of the UT Sniper.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.